This is for the culture, that's right. The vendors up the fly and you know it, that's right. Nurture the style and it's growing, that's right. This is poetry in motion, that's right. And we gon' keep it in motion, just like the ocean.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Please stand. Please stand, my people. Help me introduce your mayor, my mayor, our mayor, Roz J. Baraka.
That was good. Let's give it another round of applause for Tariq, y'all. Outstanding. Thank you, brother. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And justice for Ralph, y'all. Before I begin, does anyone have any sister city agreements they need me to sign? I knew y'all get a kick out of that. But seriously, I really want to address that a little bit because there's been a lot of discussion, obviously, you know, this agreement with the United States of Khalisa. We have to admit this was a huge error, an embarrassment for many, even funny, something that some have tried to use to bury us. Many joined the chorus of folks who once again thought this was an opportune time to push Newark back, to highlight our flaws in the hope that they would overshadow how beautiful and triumphant we are, even in our darkest moments. But we live by the African proverb that says to stumble is just to move forward faster. And honestly, I'm bringing this up specifically to address a state legislator, Mr. Testa, I think his name is, who believes he can pile on us to hide his disdain for working people like those here in Newark of multiple nationalities. But we were made beautiful on purpose in the likeness and image of greatness. And you should probably be careful in your attempt to come for us. Let me tell you a few places. Douala, Cameroon, Freeport, Bahamas, Riviera, Spain, Di Crotone, Italy, Casalaria, Ireland, Dedun, Haiti, Villa de Mutosa, Portugal, Kumasi, Ghana, Santiago, Dominican Republic, Zanjigang, China, Cabo Rojo, Puerto Rico, Cuenca, Ecuador, Belize City, Belize, San Sebastian, Puerto Rico, Huacuechula, Mexico, La Sierra, Honduras, Pereira, Colombia, and the list goes on and on and on. We are partners with cities all over the world that reflect our beautiful and diverse community. And I would like to thank those that organize our sister city arrangements. You've been doing a good and enormous job for a very, very long time, and you deserve at least one era. Besides, my shoulders are big enough to carry our burdens. I always have and I always will. And as for you, Mr. Testa, I would say the mistake we have made can and was easily rectified. But the mistake that we would make that can never be rectified is the moment we allow ourselves to think that you have the answers for us. On expanding the right of temporary workers, he voted no. Prohibiting extraditing people that are taking advantage of New Jersey's reproductive laws, he voted no. Asking gun owners to purchase IDs, he voted no. Even voted no for electric school buses. Voted no to authorize funding for affordable housing. For the constitutional right to the freedom of choice for women, he voted no. Voted no on offshore wind projects. No on transformative and restorative justice programs for young people. Voted no on early voting. No to expand health care and wages for airport workers. No on money for college athletes. No on stopping rent control units from becoming condos. No on registering formerly incarcerated the right to vote. I am sure that the errors in judgment you are making will be expensive, extremely expensive, for generations to come. And every time we fall, by God's grace, we get up better than we were. And I would advise you that we really don't take well to bullies in Newark. And I would take my advice, go pick a fight somewhere else. You're not equipped for this one. Now that we got that out the way, Madam Council President, municipal council, my fellow mayors that are here this evening, and dignitaries throughout the state. Every year, all across the country, mayors of cities come before the American public as custom and deliver a State of the City address. It is with pleasure that I stand before you this evening and deliver this address in this majestic hall once again. I would like for my directors to stand. Come on. Thank you. Because the work we do collectively. There's nothing that we have accomplished of great significance that we have not toiled through together. It is this collaboration and the collaboration with the Municipal Council and our partners in the county, the state, and the private sector that has enabled us to travel so far. This is why Newark is leading the way, and I am proud of it. And I am convinced that our collective efforts can help us tackle some even bigger issues, like ensuring that the majority of the affordable housing we are building goes to Newark residents, or that we create a substantial fund to invest in communities that have been left behind purposely for decades, disinvested in because of redlining and racism. I know we can work to ensure that more people can vote through same-day registration and lowering the age for school board elections. We can tackle the issues of environmental justice and ensure we are not building more incinerators, but more opportunity. We can stop saying that there are a shortage of workers and begin to invest more in those that have been locked out of labor for too long. Women, undocumented, formerly incarcerated, Black, Brown, and South Asian communities that have been looked over and left out. We give people the access to training, certification, education, and the opportunity to work, and this problem goes away overnight. We can pay people decent wages, and our economy won't sink. We can create more pathways to get unfettered and unregulated cash into people's households, and they will not waste it, and it has absolutely nothing to do with inflation. There is so much we can do that we turn away from because it appears too complicated or too heavy. And it may be for us as individuals, but collectively our problems become simpler and our burdens lighter. So I'm asking you to help me tonight. Invest more in neighborhoods that have absorbed the brunt of inequity far too long. To invest more in training and certification for women, undocumented, and those communities that have been locked out of employment. Help us find a way to do the work that many think is impossible and unreachable. President John F. Kennedy said, "The new frontier of which I speak is not a set of promises, but a set of challenges." It sums up not what I intend to offer American people, but what I intend to ask of them. Frederick Douglass said, "Oppression, as organized as ours is, looks invincible all the way up to the moment it falls." I remember running for mayor in 2014. It was a tough election, and everything we believed in was in question, worst in doubt. I said, "When I become mayor, we become mayor." But that never meant turning my responsibilities over to someone else. I never ran from our troubles and always stood in front of our circumstance. I never blamed anyone for our difficulties or pointed fingers, even when the issue didn't begin with me. I never closed my eyes to the problems we face daily, nor was I arrogant enough to believe I could do it all alone. You may not have always agreed or understood the course, but we have always battened the hatches, looked right into the eyes of the storm, and held the line. And by God's grace, we are still here, we are still standing, and Newark is still moving forward. The last time we got together, I told you how proud I was to be from Newark. Tonight, because of the work we are doing collectively, I'm not just proud of our shared history and perseverance, but because we are taking the lead in so many areas. We are getting things done. And this state and the entire country is beginning to take notice. In 2014, we were being castigated for our new approach to public safety. Before the murder of George Floyd, the calls to defund the police, or the many law enforcement agencies that are now beginning to buy into the strategy of treating violence and crime as public health, and moving away from the broken windows theory that led to broken practices that eventually landed us in a consent decree. We were calling for reform in Newark at street rallies and public meetings. We were organizing alternative strategies to help reduce violence, and we stood on it. When I wrote the letter, shown above, Newark's homicide rate had increased for the fourth straight year in a row. Well over 100 murders that year. Listen, I know sometimes when we are in the middle of it, it's difficult to see how impactful the work we are doing is. But in public safety, we have something to be proud of, because by God's grace, we are actually leading the way. There's an article that says, Newark, while we have some issues of violence and crime, we have also discovered something. So much so that on the cover of the National League of Cities Mayoral Network on Community Safety and Violence Prevention Report, they showcased the faces of Director Keisha Urey of Newark Office of Violence Prevention and Keisha Wingfield Hill of Brick City Peace Collective. And while we struggle with each other here in Newark, even get to a point where we allow gadflies and political operatives and opportunists to get in our way, around the state and the country, we are being celebrated. The state of New Jersey is now opening an Office of Violence Prevention. I wonder where they got that from. Not too long ago, about 20 different municipalities came to Newark from as far as far west as Tacoma, Washington, and as far south as Montgomery, Alabama, and Jackson, Mississippi, to discuss how they can also create this ecosystem that we are working on right here in Newark. The Newark Community Street Team, organized by my longtime friend Akilah Shirelles, came to Newark at my request. He developed the first iteration of what we expanded on in our city. Now they are working in multiple cities across the country and are the lead at the White House in providing technical assistance to organizations all over the country that are venturing down the path that we started right here in Newark. My question is, where are the media stories about this work? About us here proudly leading the way? We never said to defund the police here in Newark. What we did, as we understood that the police should not do this work alone, and that the key component to public safety was the word public. We empowered the public to take control of their own lives. We hired social workers, included the Office of Violence Prevention in ComStat, and created seamless opportunities for the police to work with them. We corralled all the local organizations to do this work, concentrated their efforts, and began to fund them. In fact, we just put out an $18 million bid for this work over the next 2 years. And can some of these organizations that are in here stand up and be recognized? We don't just believe social workers should arrive to scenes when people suffer mental illness or respond to alternative calls. We have hospital-based intervention that provides service to people at their most vulnerable moment. Therapy through art and music, high-risk intervention workers, safe passageway for students, casework to those at greatest risk. We have counselors in the youth house and every police precinct, people that work on drug addiction and workforce development and training for opportunity youth. And we are not finished yet. We are still building, and we're going to create a re-engagement center. We can focus our attention on getting our young people to reimagine their future, where the courts, juvenile justice, the police, CBI organizations, and educational institutions work collectively to reduce the number of our children that are swallowed up and drowned by a sea of despair and lack of opportunity. And we did all of this while adding 196 more police officers to the force. Commanders from each of our precincts held monthly community meetings. We are investing in our alternative police strategies while building a new police academy on Bergen Street. And all of this, by God's grace, is working. How do I know? Just look at the incident when officers Jabril Paul and Johnny Aquino were shot in the line of duty. It was a Newark resident, Angela Walker, that came to their aid. She put her life at risk to help and render assistance to Officer Aquino while he lay bleeding on the ground. The narratives they are pushing around the country have no real life here. We are reducing arrests and reducing crime at the same time. We are focusing on community and are getting less and less police-involved incidents. And I'll be the first one to say that we are not perfect, that we have a long way to go, but it is undeniable that here in Newark, we should be proud because we are, in fact, leading the way.
My name is Sonia. I'm a City of Newark resident. I've been in the City of Newark for now 48 years. I'm also a mother of three young men that were shot and killed in the City of Newark in 2011, 6 months later, 2012, and 3 days after Christmas in 2015. My oldest son was 21 when he was shot. My second son was 21 when he was shot. My baby was 20 years old when he was shot. As a mother, it hurts. And it hurts like a pain that's non-void. And I just don't want any other woman, as well as any other man, to have to endure this pain because it hurts. And when these things happen to people like ourselves, it hinders us. Sometimes it takes us into a deep depression. Sometimes, you know, we can't get up and we can't progress as we should. I went to the Trauma Recovery Center over on South Orange Avenue. It helped me a lot. It helped me a lot.
My name is Angela Walker. I'm from Newark, New Jersey.
Now to an incredible honor for a New Jersey woman who is credited for saving two wounded police officers shot in the line of duty.
It was so intense.
Angela Walker received the Heroes of the Dream Award at the American Dream Mall in East Rutherford. On November 1st last year, Walker, who was a healthcare professional, was dropping off some food for her family in Newark when she heard gunshots. She saw the two injured officers and used her car to shield them. She even gave them first aid until the ambulances arrived.
You know, there was shooting going around me, and all I could do was focus on helping someone that needed my aid, and that's what I did. That was a life that's laying there and needed some attention, so that's what I did without hesitating, without thinking. I just went straight in and just to help, because that's what I wanted to do.
Hi, my name is Dominique Ellis. I'm from the City of Newark with the Office of Violence Prevention, Trauma Recovery. So Safe Patches is we keeping the kids safe, make sure they get home, and, you know, not be in the groups and, you know, crowd break out and everyone just get home safely. It's in my heart to help my community. I love my community. I'm born and raised in the City of Newark, so it's a passion to help my people. Growing up, for me, Newark gave to us, so I want to give back.
I also have an organization that I'm trying to come out with called Through Our Voices. So I try not to just focus it on losing your children, you know, so I try to focus it on all different aspects because a lot of people out here are hurting. When you have people that care and that have been on the other side of that table as well, it helps a lot. I wish the Office of Violent Prevention, the Newark Street Academy, and the Newark Peace Collective was around when my children were alive. We didn't have people that would come out to the school to get that kid and take up time and talk to them. You know, these things that I'm seeing now are so incredible. It takes a village to help raise these children. I'm committed to making Newark a safer city.
It's important for residents and police officers to work together. The safety of our city is all our responsibility.
Last year, 40 Newark students with GPAs ranging from 1.8 to 2.5 that have been in some way affected by violence and incarceration were provided with an opportunity to attend St. Elizabeth University for free for 4 years through our Guaranteed Education Pilot Program. This was spearheaded by the Brick City Peace Collective. These young people get a chance to experience life through dreams that were once unattainable. We built a ramp, a universal entry point for those that were looked over. And you may not feel that now, but that has generational implications way beyond loud talk at council meetings. There's not much said about the Mayor's Scholars Program at NJIT that we worked out with former President Joel Bloom that allows some of our best Newark students to intern and to go to college for free at one of the best institutions in the region. We partner with the Newark Teachers Union, the Newark Public Library, the Newark Board of Education to give out 40,000 books through our Office of Comprehensive Education. We held an educational conference on equity to address the uneven development of young people in our schools and address age-old systemic barriers that obstruct pathways to achievement and self-development. We want to erase these lines and embrace ourselves, and we need your collective help to do so. We need every educator, every resident, and all families to combat inequity, real or perceived, to push against the ahistorical idea that we are so different, that our lives began in the same place and intersected many times on our journeys in this promised land. Those who try to divide us are enemies of our future, saboteurs, provocateurs even, agents that work to keep us wandering around lost in poverty and wallowing in our powerlessness. Our unity is the first step toward our freedom. That being said, we want all of our schools to be desegregated, the ones here in Newark and the ones all over this state. Segregation is economically unsustainable and morally untenable. Look at how we are preparing the future leaders right here in Newark.
Al Tariq Best, I'm the CEO and founder of the Hub Arts and Trauma Center, born and raised in Newark, New Jersey, Brick City. The Hub Arts and Trauma Center, where we utilize entertainment, education, and empowerment to help assist in healing our youth and their families. It changed my whole life. I took everything I knew from the music business and started a nonprofit. 17 years later, here I am, understanding my true passion to help other people, especially the youth. Videography, photography, graphic arts, music production, all of those things that entertain the young people. But then while we have them, we educate them with the financial literacy, health and wellness, grooming and self-efficacy. But in the midst of doing all of those things, we start realizing the issues that's going on in their world and why they're making bad decisions. And we hired social workers to be here to peel back the layers and get them on a process of healing.
Hi, I'm Taji Van Dunk. I'm from Newark, New Jersey. The Hub is my safe place. It's like my peace. You know, like if I'm going through anything during the day, I go to the Hub, and by the time it's time for me to get off work, it's not on my mind no more. I like the kids. I got a lot of friends in there. I got a lot of close connections to the people that go there, from the adults to the kids. We do MTOLs. We be in the studio, sometimes making songs. Sometimes we be in a podcast talking about different life topics. It could go from anything from real life things like addiction, mental health, wellness, stuff like that. I used to just do stuff, you know? I used to get in trouble, you know? But I started coming to the Hub, and they started, like, showing me the more important things to life, like the better size of life. I don't think I'd be here without the Hub.
The partnership with the city of Newark, first of all, just having a mayor that understands it, that grew up in it, that survived these streets, that became a principal, that became a council person, that he understands it, and he had a vision for making all of these organizations that were working in silos come together and work together for the betterment of our community. And I'm a part of that ecosystem that he built. So I couldn't be more excited to be a part of this system. And the Brick City Peace Collective, Office of Violence Prevention and Trauma Recovery Center, he had a vision and he made it plain, just like I did with the Hub.
My name is Amin Jones and I'm from Newark, New Jersey. The Guaranteed Education Program gives kids a second chance. A lot of things that I did in the program, we got mentally prepared for college and the college experience. A lot of great things been happening since the beginning of the program. Opportunities like getting jobs, internships, and meeting a lot of mentors along the way. If I didn't go through that program, I feel like I would be going kind of down the wrong path. My 12th grade year started off kind of hectic. I lost a family member. And it was kind of hard to really push through. I started off very unmotivated. And along the way, me entering college and getting a second chance, it really showed me that there's more to life. That gave me all the motivation that I needed to accomplish my journey and to continue this journey. And just knowing that I had some losses that I took and some lessons that I learned, it makes me who I am today. It makes me Zamin. I would like to thank Brick City Peace Collective, the College of St. Elizabeth, and most importantly, EOF.
My name is Sahara Jameson Stevens. I'm from Newark, New Jersey. I had a great day today. I graduated from Newark Street Academy, which is one of Mayor Roz Baraka programs for district 8 students who, you know, didn't get the opportunity to get a second chance with earning their diploma. Because I always talked about getting my high school diploma after dropping out my senior year of high school. So I contacted one of the staff members from Newark Street Academy, and the same day I was able to come in and fill out my information. Before entering the program, Newark Street Academy, I was struggling with life really bad. They actually turned my life around and turned it into something positive. I'm somewhere I never thought I would be. I go to St. Elizabeth University. I'm part of the Guaranteed Education Program. At St. Elizabeth University, not only do we get a free four-year scholarship, but we're also offer free tutoring, free counseling as well if you're going through any struggles. You get to join programs around the campus, any student councils you're able to join, and there's also jobs on campus that you can do. As of right now, I'm studying, my major is social work, but I'm thinking about double majoring in social work and psychology. After college, I will be a traveling social worker. I wouldn't be where I am without Newark Street Academy or the Guaranteed Educational Program.
Hi, my name is Mercy Waugh, and I was born and raised in Newark, New Jersey, but my ethnic background is Liberian, and I go to Rutgers Newark.
Hi, I'm Layla Jones. I'm from Newark, and I'm African-American and Jamaican-American. I attend Rutgers Newark, and I didn't apply to any scholarships but the Honors Living and Learning Community. That was the only scholarship I applied to because it spoke to social justice and wanting to make a change. And that was the first time I really heard the description of something that really mattered to me or sparked my interest. That was the only scholarship I applied to. I went through the interviews, and then I got the scholarship.
Understanding that college, again, is kind of like a business and is a decision that you're going to make that's going to impact you for the rest of your life. I will say that the Honors Living and Learning Community, besides the social justice aspect, the fact that they aid students with housing was very important in my decision because I wanted the entire college experience and I didn't want to commute. So they gave me the opportunity to live on campus. My dream is to have my own law firm specializing in medical malpractice. I also want to do advocacy work outside of practicing law to advocate for Black women who don't have access to insurance and also Black women who fall victim to our biased and racist healthcare system. I don't know if you guys know, but Black women are 3 times more likely to die when they go in to give birth, and Black infants are 3 times more likely to die, especially if they have preconditions that make them not neurotypical or have disabilities. So yes, that is my dream.
I really want to pursue advocacy through policy analysis. So I believe that there is an aspect of policy analysis pertaining to storytelling. And I feel like if people analyzed policy and wrote policy in a way that told a story, many people would be affected in a different way. There would be different policies that have been written or passed. And I feel like we could really make the world a better place. So I am really passionate about analyzing policy, teaching about storytelling through policy, and kind of shifting that lens or view of many different groups of people through policy analysis. I just want to thank Mayor Roz Baraka for putting pressure on local colleges and universities to include more Newark residents in their student population. The representation is very important, and I'm truly appreciated.
I am Yerkira Maldonado. I was born in the Dominican Republic, and I now live in Newark, New Jersey. I attend NJIT, which is the New Jersey Institute of Technology, as a Newark Mayor Scholar. The Newark Mayor Scholars Program is a program in which Newark residents are chosen and they're provided an affordable opportunity to attend college, and specifically NJIT. As the second youngest out of 6, the Newark Mayor Scholars Program has really helped me and my family so that I can focus on my studies and focus on giving back to the Newark community. It was very hard financially for my parents, so it has helped them reduce that stress and allowed me to focus more on my career. And I'm majoring in chemical engineering, and after college, I want to become a pharmaceutical chemist. Thank you, Mayor Asparaka, for providing this opportunity for me and for the other Newark Mayor Scholars as well.
Outstanding, young people. Outstanding. Somebody call RLS for me. We just recently renovated the JFK Recreation Center and put in a first-class gym and tech center. We joined Nassan's Place to open Ridgewood Park in the South Ward. The park has new equipment for youth aged 2 to 12, as well as a separate section with sensory play equipment for children with autism and special needs. We expanded our senior programming and completed the final phase of the new Jesse Allen Park and are building out a state-of-the-art playground on Huntington Street. But most importantly, we have been working hard to bring free or low-cost, high-speed internet to every single Newark resident through our Newark Fiber program. Just this year, we have increased our fiber network by 30%, connecting businesses, affordable housing developments, and recreation centers in all 5 wards. Fiber is not a luxury, it's a necessity. It should be a utility like water and electricity. Broadband access should not be based on your zip code or financial status. Children should be able to have access to school and workers their jobs and doctors their patients, no matter where you live or what neighborhood you call home. We are starting this here in Newark, and we have a lot to be proud of, because if you look around, it is easy to tell that we are leading the way. Last year, we approved Newark 360, a master plan created in collaboration with Newarkers from every part of the city. This was the largest community engagement process in the history of our city. We had over 10,000 touch points with residents through our website, community discussions, Facebook Live sessions, focus groups, and surveys. This plan will guide us for the next 10 years. It will help us prepare for climate change by building resiliency, make our neighborhoods more connected and accessible through public transit and pedestrian infrastructure. We will expand green zones, plant more trees, create more density, and build more affordable housing. Our plan earned an award for excellence from the New Jersey chapter of the American Planning Association for Planning Excellence. Why? Because we are leading the way.
How you doing? My name is Abdul Robinson. I'm the current Vice President of Economic Housing Development Committee for Newark, New Jersey.
Yes, hi. My name is Van Robinson, and I am the chair of the Contract Property and Development Committee in the city of Newark. Well, the monthly men's meeting is a meeting that the mayor started.
Is it causing you to think, to elevate, to begin to turn stuff into action, or are you just sitting here letting things go past you?
There's a big seminar, a free class, a free cheat code to success for men from Newark. It teaches us how to acquire properties, acquire procurement contracts with the city.
We're bringing a fantastic training program for all men from the men's meeting that would like to be aspiring developers. They went on to graduate and complete programs with Invest Newark. And these programs, they stem from anything like financial literacy help to actually a program which is called Street MBA. So, and these guys are they're business owners, and the Street MBA program assists them in becoming a little bit more professional and on point.
It teaches us leadership skills and how to lead by example.
It's so important, and it's also important to our neighborhoods, right? When someone owns something, typically we take a little bit better care of it.
It's important to teach young people skills that allows them to build generational wealth, because it allows freedom.
I just want to give kudos, to Mayor Baraka, for, coming up with this idea.
Yes, being a part of the monthly men's meeting has changed my life drastically. I come from the streets of Newark, an urban kid, I didn't graduate high school. I mean, look at me now, I've acquired my first property from the city. I've learned how to acquire funding. I've learned about PMI. I've learned about tax abatements. I'm the result of it. In fact, I'm the example of it. and it's proven success.
This is my first choir I acquired from the city of Newark. I'm a brand new developer. This property was destroyed. So this is not a renovation, this is actually a reconstruction.
You know, born and raised in Newark in the Scudder Home section in the projects, who'd ever thought that I'd be a real estate developer? And not just a real estate developer, but owning a piece of my city where I was born and raised at.
We're doing it ourselves, and that's the exciting part. Every single step in the process benefits a Newark resident. Newark is committed to empowering its residents.
My name is Alberto Goncalves, CEO and founder of Life Asset Development, and I'm a developer in the city of Newark. As a developer, I'm a mission-driven real estate developer. The first thing we do is to make sure we could impact lives of individuals. Development by black and brown folks is very important because we could be able to make sure that we hit the standards that we deserve. The last 3 years, we completed over 10 developments throughout the city of Newark. The Queen Latifah Affordable Housing Project is located at 650 Springfield Avenue and is a detail of a total of 76 workforce and affordable housing units. Our mayor in the city of Newark has been doing a great job with making sure that the partnership between the city and developers and minority developers are moving forward. I'm excited about all of the resources he's been giving us and all of the fast track he's been trying to help us to make sure that we develop our community.
Hi, my name is Crystal Diaz and I'm from Newark, New Jersey. So originally I was in the aviation field for aeronautics. I was going to study to be an airplane mechanic, and I am a single mom, and it wasn't as convenient for me to go to school for 8 hours, then go to work for 8 hours, and then come home and try to be a mom. So I found out about the broadband program and I signed up immediately, and I was able to earn an income as well as learn, get certifications, and still be able to be a mom. This field and gaining all the experience and the knowledge can give you resources so that you can provide a better life for yourself, your kids, and your loved ones, and also within the community. We are actually working on closing the digital divide in Newark. When you come from Newark, you know that you can make it anywhere.
My name is Rosana Gonzalez. Soy dominicana y vivo en la ciudad de Newark.
My name is Jackie. Vivo en República Dominicana, vivo en la ciudad de Newark.
My name is Carolina Sanchez, I'm from Dominican Republic, and I live here in Newark. JFK is like a beautiful place. We feel so great because we can go to do exercise. We also go together like a family. Everybody's so nice. The place is really clean.
My name is Denard Norton. I'm from Newark, New Jersey. This is my grandson, Nasir Smith. I love my grandson, and I love hanging out with him at the rec center, working out with him.
I feel like the rec center itself brings a lot of people in the area into one unity, in a sense.
He introduced me to the rec center when they renovated and put in a lot of new equipment. You know, the day I went there, I was just hooked.
It gives me a safe place to be. I love working out with my grandfather.
My name is Naida Pinero. And I'm Newark, New Jersey.
Hi, my name is Brenda Earp, and I'm from Newark, New Jersey. Newark 360 is a project that to improve the city of Newark.
And we're asking for the community to join us in that project and give you the opinion because they count as a community. If you not say what happened in the city, how we know? If you not express yourself.
We have to come together.
And I believe in my mayor. I believe in my city. I believe in the community.
The 360 program project, it worked. The improvement around in the community is because of the meetings.
I just encourage everybody to attend those 360 moving forward.
We all have a role to play in Newark. Do you agree?
I agree 100%.
We are leading the way in equitable growth. We're still building affordable units. We strengthened our inclusionary zoning ordinance. We've invested $20 million in units that are for households that earn less than $32,000 a year. We built a housing search tracker so residents can keep track of available affordable units. We're advancing legislation to ensure that our residents are actually going into these affordable units and that developers actually stay true to their agreements with the city. We have also approved new affordable construction in every ward. That includes veterans housing, housing with child care centers and retail, senior housing and mixed-use housing on Stratford, Third Ave, Thomas Street, Fairmount Commons, and Mount Prospect. We have created over 9,000 units and more than 2,400 affordable units that amount to about 13,000 construction jobs and up to 2,000 permanent jobs. We've collected more than $2.5 million for the Affordable Housing Trust Fund, rehab 10 deteriorating properties, and 3 more adaptive reuse. We've also began to develop a long-term strategy that will expedite and enhance community development through partnerships with InvestNewark, local small to mid-sized black and brown developers, nonprofit affordable housing developers, lending institutions, and philanthropic organizations. We've created an acquisition fund and expedited the pathway to assist this process. We are targeting communities that have been disinvested in for decades on purpose and neglected over time. We will focus on building affordability and commercial space to bring these neighborhoods back to life. We are not waiting for the market. We are becoming the market. We are leading because we took city properties and hired local black and brown developers as contractors to renovate them, and then turned them over to new homeowners that once lived in public housing using their Section 8 voucher with the help of InvestNewark, NACA, and Bank of America. We are one of the only programs of this kind anywhere in the country. And now we have agreed upon and begun the process to expand that program to all Newarkers 80% or below of the area median income, which means all of us. We will sell the property for $1. And the mortgage will be whatever it costs them to rehabilitate the property. They pay no money down and have some of the lowest interest rates in the country. We put these houses back on tax rolls, create home ownership, and tackle the wealth gap all at the same time. And while people across the state are fighting to live up to COA standards, in Newark, we're putting people in homes. Newark was one of the first cities nationally to join the Mayors for a Guaranteed Income, which now is made up of more than 100 mayors across the country. We provided 430 residents in our city with $6,000 a year for 2 years. They received the payments on a biweekly and semi-annual basis. They had to be at least 200% of the poverty line or below and negatively impacted by COVID-19. Shortly, you will hear what some of those participants said on their own. This is our effort to join the national stage in calling for a guaranteed income, as Martin Luther King did, for those that need it the most. We need to expand those stimulus checks, child tax credits, earn income tax credits, or find a way to lift families up, boost our economy, and tackle poverty all at the same time. This is Newark leading the way.
Right now, you're at Brown Militellier. We started our brand in 2009. I was actually in the 8th grade at the time. I had a huge passion for entrepreneurship, a huge passion for fashion. And at a certain point, I was like, let me merge the two. And started off by making bow ties, and then turned into ties, and then turned into t-shirts. Through the years of work and the grind and the hustle, it felt like a sign of graduation when we opened our store finally, because it's always been a dream of ours. Newark has always been very dear to me. I went to college here, met the love of my life here, raised my son here, so it just felt right to be in the city, continue to add value to it, and succeed here. When the mayor first came into our store, it was another surreal moment. For me, I'm a real fan of art, culture, history, so I already knew of him and knew of his father and his poetry. And you know, when we opened the store, I was like, it's only a matter of time before the mayor comes in. So we did come in with the staff and his inner circle,
He really supported us, you know, got other people to come by. The governor himself also came by weeks later. I'm hearing about it from the mayor. So the support that the mayor has provided us and the staff around him has been amazing. We're very grateful for the support that we do have, but as Newark continues to develop, I find it very important for the residents to continue to support small businesses with intention.
Hello, my name is Walter Green, also known as Uncle Willie, and I own Uncle Willie's Wings here in Newark, New Jersey. Uncle Willie's Wings was founded in 2019, right before the pandemic. It was my own brainchild of making a hip-hop-influenced wing spot. Luckily, we made it through it, and we're here to this day. We're going to be opening up a new location in Gateway. We won a competition, and we put our hat and our name in the hat, and luckily we won. It's really great that the city supports restaurants like myself, Tost, and Taino's. It does what it needs to by providing different programs. It's also information, very helpful as far as getting us what we need to be able to make it. I would like to thank the City of Newark, as well as Invest Newark, for helping small businesses that are in local neighborhoods to expand to the downtown area, as well as the airport.
My name is Maite Cordero, and my originality is from Puerto Rico. I own a restaurant named Taino's Kitchen. It's my pride and joy. It's the true shortcut to Puerto Rico. And that's I'm trying to bring to the city of Newark the real flavor, the real reason of us Puerto Ricans. The community has really stand up for us Taínos, and when they find out that I was opening my second location on 85 Halsey Street, it was a huge impact in the central. Well, my son was born in the city of Newark, so I felt like if I was gonna invest, I wanted to invest here. It meant a lot to me. I wanted to make him proud. That's all. Everything I do is for him.
Hello, I'm Ronald Saunders from Newark, New Jersey. Youth Build is a program that helps you become more successful and help you figure out what you want to do with your life and your future. I decided to come a part of Youth Build because the previous school I was at, people that was around, it wasn't a good community for me. So I decided to change myself and move on to a better community. And Youth Build had services to offer to help me better myself. Some of the services Youth Build offers is construction, online health, technology. I want to actually get to start my own business after learning and getting all my credentials and getting certified in construction. If it wasn't for Youth Build, I actually don't know where I would be. Youth Build actually plays a major part in my life. Seeing a project that I actually finished makes me actually happy and excited because it gets to put smiles on other family faces, knowing I'm the one who helped them get into this apartment or house. And knowing that I did it, it makes me feel very good about myself. I feel amazing that a project I worked on is now occupied by Patricia Hobbs and her family.
Hi, I'm Patricia Hobbs. Everyone knows me as Taji from Newark. The journey to becoming a homeowner was an exciting, long journey. I woke up one morning and decided that I didn't want to be a renter anymore, and I started manifesting a home. I saw an ad for a home through NACA, through the Section 8 program, where you could become a homeowner with your voucher, and I pursued it. You had to qualify for the mortgage and have all your paperwork uploaded and go through mortgage counseling and debt control and things like that. So through NACA, I was introduced to a program, the Live Newark grant, where they give you $10,000 to close on for the closing of your home through the City of Newark. You have to stay in your home for at least 5 years once you purchase it. There were so many emotions that came over me. I had broken generational curses by getting this home. You know, my mom, my biological mother, she's no longer here, but she wasn't a homeowner. So for me to be a homeowner, to break that curse was just phenomenal. I had been manifesting of breaking generational curses, creating generational wealth for me and mine, and to get that home and to walk in the door and to know that when I walked in, I already had equity in my home. It's still an amazing feeling. I still sometimes pinch myself and blush that it's mine, and I'm here. I did it. I want to say thank you. Thank you for starting this initiative with the City of Newark. Thank you for the Live Newark grant. Thank you for allowing individuals like myself, who was a recipient of a Section 8 voucher, to had the opportunity to change their life, change their circumstances, change what they want. Thank you for allowing that program to come in Newark and me to be able to go through it. And thank you for NACA for participating and coming to New Jersey and working with that program. From what I understand, New Jersey is like one of the first states to go through the program and really do it. And I want to say thank you to Invest Newark for buying up properties and allowing us to be able to come and purchase these properties for almost like pennies on a dollar.
Hi, my name is Shamini Jones, and I'm from Newark, New Jersey. So I found out about the Guaranteed Income Program through a friend on social media. I was at a part of my life where things weren't going the way that I wanted it to go. I just got sick, and we were in the pandemic, and I just realized that I wasn't eligible for Social Security. So when I realized that I wouldn't be eligible for Social Security, I signed up for the Guaranteed Income Program. The process was pretty easy. They told us to fill out a questionnaire, and I just answered the questions as honest and transparent as possible. I was excited. It was kind of like, I said I was going through something. So I'm a prayer warrior and I'm a believer. So I was praying and I'm asking God, you know, I need you to send me a sign, send me a miracle. So when I got the phone call, I was like, hey God, is this you? And I was excited, you know, I was grateful. With my first check, I was able to give my kids a Christmas and I was able to get them some new uniforms. And overall, it just helped me with my mental health because I didn't have to worry about anything. Helps me be a better mom. It helped me be a better person because it freed up space in my mind. And what I thought would be the coldest winter ever wasn't really that at all. Thank you, City of Newark.
During the pandemic, our unemployment rate reached 21% by July 2020. By September of 2022, our unemployment rate fell to below 5%, the lowest it's been in 20 years. We were able to service over 21,000 residents once we opened up and put our innovative WOW bus, or Workforce on Wheels, on the road. We deployed it to over 200 events in every ward, where we brought career and technical training and jobs directly to your neighborhood. And while our summer youth program has always been first in class, we have now introduced a virtual reality world building class to our young people, where they actually go to work in the virtual space. When you look at what's happening in our city, no matter where you stand philosophically, it's undeniable that our city is growing, changing, becoming more vibrant. And when you look at our downtown community, we are rapidly moving to become a destination city, a place where people are congregating and doing business. And I have to use this time to make it clear that this change, this vibrancy, has not missed us. There are numerous black and brown and women-owned businesses staking their claim in our downtown, newly developed arts and education district. On Mulberry Street, we have Good Eats and Tossed, Brown Mill Clothing and Taino's Kitchen on Halsey, and Black Swan Cafe, Tony's Minis and Willy Wings on Bergen, which will soon, as you heard, open a location in a junction at Gateway. We have Source of Knowledge Bookstore and the new Salsa Bistro on Broad Street, the Yard and Military Park, Swahili Village across from NJ Pack, the two Ghanaian brothers in Gateway One with the Dumpling House, a spinoff from the famous Brooklyn Chop House. And in the beautiful new Terminal A at the Newark Airport, you cannot go through there without seeing the beauty of our city on the walls with artwork and in the commercial spaces being occupied by Newark small businesses. Newark, we should be proud because we are, in fact, leading the way. And on December 5th, 2022, the Newark Central Planning Board approved the Lionsgate Film Studio in partnership with Great Point Studios. This is a great partnership with NJ Pack, the Newark Housing Authority, City of Newark, and the State of New Jersey. The project will be built at the former Seth Boyden housing site. It will not just be studios, but also include senior housing, a wellness clinic, and retail spaces. This neighborhood will be completely revived. And when we get Port Authority to open access on Freeling Heights and Avenue to give people the opportunity to leave the airport and land in the South Ward, or leave the South Ward and get to the airport in 5 minutes. This entire neighborhood and region, including the city of Elizabeth and surrounding towns, will be elevated because of the work we are doing right here in Newark. And to those that email me saying all Newarkers don't want to be actors, I agree. In fact, most of the jobs there have absolutely nothing to do with acting. You could be a grip, an electric a person, props and set building, location and catering and restaurants and cleaning services and security and more. There will be at least 600 new jobs created there, and it will generate over $800 million in economic impact, not just for Newark, but for the entire state. And through our workforce development office, we can help prepare, train, and certify residents so they can be ready for these jobs. And before I leave this topic, I want to reiterate this point. There is no real labor shortage. We should stop saying that. There is no labor shortage. There is an investment shortage. Many employers are saying they can't find people to fill the positions they are looking for, and are blaming it on COVID-19 and stimulus money and even unemployment benefits that people desperately need. This is absolutely wrong. It's actually a lie. There's an entire labor force that have been left out, that do not apply for unemployment at all, that we send to the side, that we do not train or certify or give access to our educational institutions. We stop people from working because they don't have driver's license. We require them to have bachelor's degrees to be call takers. There are people in black and brown and marginalized communities that are ready for these jobs that we refuse to give these jobs to. Women, we need to train to become CDL drivers. Stop saying you can't find CDL drivers. Train people that need jobs that do not traditionally go after those jobs. There are undocumented populations that we need to train and certify, give them licenses, and put them to work above board. The formerly incarcerated, our opportunity youth, we're going to do that in Newark, and we need you to give them the opportunity to work. All of the businesses and corporations and anchor institutions, we need you to give these people an opportunity to work and improve our economy, not just in Newark, but the entire state of New Jersey. This year, we launched our strategic plan to end chronic homelessness, the first of its kind in our city. We have an ambitious goal to end homelessness in our city, chronic homelessness, in 3 years. This is a heavy lift. And it would be impossible for us to get this off the ground without our partners. Now, I'm proud to this day that we began participating in counts since 2018. And in 2022, we were at our lowest number of residents without addresses. We are leading in this work in cities like ours, not just in New Jersey, but in many places around the country. We are in process of constructing our second Hope Village for the chronically homeless in the South Ward, and are holding meetings to build our third with the help of NJIT, whose students created a beautiful plan and design as we move forward, which can also be expanded into the area of affordable housing altogether. We are working with and waiting on the state to build a drop-in center by Newark Penn Station that will give our residents without addresses a place to get help with services, a place to sit down, hopefully wash their clothes, use the bathroom, and hopefully take a shower, things we take for granted. Listen to the story of Walter Singleton, a resident at Newark Hope One Village.
Hi, my name is Isaiah Hayes Willoughby. I'm from Newark, New Jersey, and I am the lead outreach specialist for the City of Newark's homeless outreach team. Well, this is critical to the City of Newark because we have a lot of people who are, after the pandemic, have been dealing with problems with homelessness, not being able to pay their rent, or chemical addiction, living out in the streets, and to leave our citizens behind would be just something we shouldn't be doing. It's important to try to help these people and let them know that we care about them, that the City of Newark cares about them, and that we're going to do everything in our power to make sure that they're okay. And because I am native born, I want to give back to my city, leave a legacy so that they know that people in the City of Newark can change the City of Newark. Walter Top Dog Singleton is one of my favorite clients.
My name is Walter Singleton Jr.
I met him at Penn Station on track 2.
I was at the, at that point, I was, I had nowhere to go. Most people had nowhere to go. We needed some type of shelter, and the shelter was Penn Station, so that was about the best place you could eat and wake up and get a little heat sometimes. But then again, Isaiah and them, I met because they always came every day to try to help people get to a better place. And they came every morning at the same time as time went on. We grew up together and learned each other, and I thank you for what you did for me.
And it's always been an experience just talking to him about his life, talking to him about anything that's been happening in the day, and just seeing him. That's like a close friend.
He's like more than a friend. You know, he's somebody I really care about.
The main way that I'm able to provide assistance to Walter is just by being a person that he can communicate with and talk to. Someone that he feels comfortable enough to talk to and tell his story to, tell things that he may need in the day. And if he decides to, just go to a shelter or go to a place where he can have a home. I would tell the average citizen to think of themselves outside in the cold, in the heat, where there's no protection from bugs, people that want to curse at you, people that want to be violent towards you. Give compassion, give a talk, give a listening ear. If you want to give money, but give something of yourself to them and serve them, because they might not have a community to help them, and you might be the only person that has the chance to.
And I want to remind everybody how Newark led the way through the pandemic. 82% of our residents are fully vaccinated and 98% have received at least one shot. Our hospitalization rate remains low and our mortality rate even lower. We started off at the top of this list and now we are lower than the state across the board. We learned from COVID-19 the very real and deadly inequities in our healthcare system that had four times the amount of people dying in their home in 2020 than in 2019 in Newark. This is why the Department of Health and Community Wellness is opening school-based clinics to serve our neighborhoods. The first one will be opening shortly in Speedway Elementary School. We are also working on providing mobile health care to communities where you can get service right on the corner of your block. Until the healthcare system reorganizes itself to give access to wellness and primary care physicians that are affordable to our families, we will continue to bring health care to you. And while I'm talking about health care, I have to say that the rising cost of our health insurance without any plan is criminal, particularly since the five top insurance companies made $11 billion in the second quarter in 2021, and that was a decrease from the previous year. They made record profits during the pandemic because while you didn't go to the doctor, you continued to pay your health care bills anyway. And so did the city and the county and the state. And they didn't pass those savings along to families. They pocketed it and rewarded us by raising our premiums barely out of the pandemic by over 20%. Newark would have faced a price tag of $87 million to provide coverage to our employees or pass the cost over to taxpayers. We quickly led the exodus out of that plan and saved about $30 million to our taxpayers. We continue to be good stewards of the city's finances and resources and ended fiscal year 2022 with a budget surplus that we intend to reinvest in our community and grow this city. We've continued the Creative Catalyst Fund to provide artists and cultural groups with flexible grant support. This program is expanding the creativity of our artists while inspiring our community and helping beautify and revitalize our city.
Hi, my name is Rebecca Pauline Jampel, and I am the co-director of Project for Empty Space. Project for Empty Space is a femme-powered, woman-run, people of the global majority, queer, BIPOC, and radical ecosystem for creatives. We're based here in downtown Newark. We're in our 12th year of operations. Our Newark hub is home to 50 artist studios and exhibition spaces. The Newark Creative Catalyst has given instrumental support to the city of Newark's creative community. It has done two things. It has shown authentic support from our leadership,
saying that the arts matter in the city of Newark, as well as given tangible, unrestricted funds to artists to further their creative practice, as well as to arts organizations to sustain their operations. Some of the projects that we've helped organize over the last couple years have been the Four Corners Public Arts Initiative in downtown Newark, Audible's Newark Artist Collaboration, and multiple projects led by the City of Newark. I've had the great honor of working as a public art organizer for the last decade in the City of Newark. Not only does Project for Empty Space have a public arts program, but I have worked with multiple organizations, corporations, and the City of Newark to lead public art initiatives. I'm able to bring together the facilitating organization, artists and local stakeholders, and residents to all play a role in these projects to assure that they have impact and are illuminating and empowering spaces.
Hi, I'm Andrew Binger, and I'm from the City of Newark. Creative Catalyst was really a lifeline for us as an organization, and it gives us that all-important funding that helps stabilize our organization. It's vital. I mean, the arts is hard. Artists work as freelancers, and sometimes they operate their own small entities, and not having that consistent support that you might get at a 9-to-5 is hard. It's hard to make ends meet, but I'm happy that the city is consistently strategizing around ways to support the artist community. Rodney Gilbert is a native son of the city of Newark. He was a community builder, organizer, and activist. He believed that being born, raised, schooled here in Newark, it was important for him to stay in Newark to help rebuild the city of Newark, to help inspire the next generation of Newarkers to create change. And he believed that art was a powerful vehicle for transformation. None of us are really free until all of us are free. That's what Harriet Tubman believed. That's what this type of social justice work through the arts that's happening here in the city of Newark is all about. Artists are a vibrant and necessary part of the ecosystem here in the city of Newark, and they need to be supported. They need to be supported, and the city has been doing that work and working strategically to continue to do that work.
Newark, we led the way in replacing lead service lines. We're leading the way in transforming public safety. We are leading in broadband and innovation in the tech space and startups. We are leading in closing the wealth gap and creating home ownership. We are leading in the fight for equity and social justice. We are leading on many fronts, but we still have our challenges here in our city, and we fight our way out of difficult situations. We face our problems. We don't turn, and we don't run. We deal with the circumstances before us, and we remain steadfast even in the most turbulent times. We keep our hands in his hand, and we make it out because we make it through. I'm proud of my city, and I'm proud of the families in it. I am ecstatic, happy, glad, as Councilwoman Mildred Crump would say. Look at us, how outstanding we look, how beautiful and triumphant we are. Even with all the negativity they try to heap on us every day, we are here in NJPAC that's on its way to more expansion, more art space, more residencies, more jobs, in the middle of the newly created Arts and Education District with a growing museum and an expanding library, with Melba's Soul Food Restaurant coming soon across the street from Harriet Tubman Square, with an amazing Harriet Tubman monument done by the incredible artist Nina Cook John. And as the country took down monuments to express their disdain for white supremacy, we went further and constructed Black Moses under the lights of history, shining right next to Kenneth Allen Gibson Boulevard. And just like Angel Reese, an incredible Black woman that happens to be a basketball player, a national champion, we don't fit in your box. Your definition of who we should be, how we should be, how we should talk, how we should dress, how we should walk. We are Newark, and we are beautiful on purpose. We don't scratch where we don't itch, and we don't dance unless there's good music on. We love ourselves, we are proud of ourselves, and like her, we are finally exerting ourselves. We are a city that's coming into its own, and the country is beginning to recognize that on the other side of the river, there's an old industrial town of humble beginnings, of immigrants and migrants from the South, workers and descendants of those that were enslaved, that staked claim here, and that rose this city out of the punchlines of the cynical and the clutches of the hateful, and those that try to humiliate and marginalize us. Every day we hold the line. 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 And show them how beautiful, how amazing, and how resilient we are. We show them that all we really need is a rock and a slingshot, and we will find our way to the top. This is why we are so proud, why we are leading the way. Not because we're trying to be first, or even if you don't see us, that we won't continue to move forward, because we see ourselves. We do this because we want to be like a well-watered garden, a spring whose waters never fail. We want our light to break forth the dawn. We want to restore the broken walls and have our children love the images they see in their own mirrors. And we know this can only happen when we work on the behalf of the hungry, satisfy the needs of the downtrodden and the oppressed. We provide the poor wanderer with shelter and decide not to live along the side of inequity because it is beneficial to us personally. Then we will be known as repairers of the breach. The state is moving forward because Newark is moving forward. The state is prosperous because Newark is prosperous. The state is great because you are great. The state is leading because Newark is leading. Don't let them marginalize your journey, dismiss your success. Don't let them undermine your magnificence or downplay your triumph. Newark, you are incredible. You are beautiful, resilient, and powerful. You come from a great history and extraordinary families. Newark, you are leading the way, and you should be damn proud of it. And I want you to remember, no matter where you walk, whether it's a suburb or a township, whether it's a village or a large city, that you stick your chest out and hold your head back and you say, I am from Newark and I am proud of it. That yes, we have crime, but we're fighting it and lowering it. Yes, there's unemployment, but we're lowering it and fighting it. Yes, there's a wealth gap, but we're putting people in homes. Our children don't have access to broadband, but we're connecting them around the city. We're building recreation centers for families all over the city, no matter what language they speak. We're giving them access to college. People who have never been to college before, we're doing it right here in the city of Newark. Our problems are big. Our issues are massive, but our heart is bigger, our love is greater, our power magnificent, and when we do it together, there's nothing we can't accomplish. God bless you, God bless our city, and God bless the state of New Jersey.
This is for the culture, that's right. The vendors of the fly, and you know it, that's right. Nurture the style, and it's growing, that's right. This is poetry in motion, that's right. And we gon' keep it in motion, just like the ocean. Float like an MC, bringing you this dopeness. This is